Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Take the highway to the end of the line. End of the line. End of the line.
Take a journey to the bright midnight.
Take a journey to the bright midnight.
We are on this planet to be tested and to be nurturative and be strong. And that means standing up and fighting when we have to. But so many people think they're worthless because the culture taught them that, or because they can't make their truck payment, or because they're not an icon in society. They're not accepted. No. God wants you to help others that have less than you, and for those that have more than you to help you, and build a civilization and love God. If you could just love God and open your heart up to God, God will give you a mission that you can accomplish. And each mission you succeed in or fail in, you get stronger each mission. And you never give up. And you have a understanding of your ancestor's strength and everything you've got and where you came from. And then you decide to be a winner. You decide to be strong. And you decide to not prevail in the world's system of corruption and evil, because that's not prevailing. That's failing. You decide to prevail in God's system for you. What they teach you is winning is a fraud, is a lie. We have to get back to our human coding and what we are. They're trying to get you to turn your life force off, to not care about yourself, and most importantly, not care about others. Not care about other people. So they won't care about you either, so they can corner us all, cut us all out, and have their way with us like we're a bunch of sheep and they're wolves. Stop being a sheep. Don't be a wolf. Be a sheepdog, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a key report on what's coming next. Stay with us.
Health officials are reporting a rise in respiratory illnesses across the nation and here in Southern California. L.A. County officials saying the uptick in COVID and RSV cases is impacting local schools and hospitals.
KTLA's Pedro Rivera joins us live from Children's Hospital Los Angeles in East Hollywood with more, including what safety protocols may soon be returning. Pedro.
Mike, share the masks. They could be returning. It's a possibility, according to L.A. County Department of Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer. That's because they're seeing an uptick in COVID cases, two new variants, and pediatric doctors, including those here at the Children's Hospital of Los Angeles, they say they're seeing a rise in RSV among children. Los Angeles County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer warned hospitalizations and overall cases of COVID were on the rise. If the county reaches 100 cases per 100,000 residents, indoor masking recommendations could return. Right now, the county is at 86 per 100,000 residents.
Indoor masking will, as it has in the past during times of elevated transmission, be strongly recommended for everyone.
And now there are two fast-spreading variants of COVID just in time for the fall and winter surge.
BQ.1 and BQ.1.1. And they currently account for 17% of our sequenced specimens. The rapid increase in circulation of these strains is of concern.
On top of other respiratory illnesses like the flu and COVID, doctors are dealing with respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV surge. It can be serious for children, but especially troubling for infants and kids with respiratory issues.
Like my oldest child having asthma, it's every time the seasons change, we can bank on being in the hospital for a couple of days.
But what if there isn't space in your local hospital?
Across the country, about 78% of all pediatric beds are now full.
In Michigan, a pediatric hospital in Ann Arbor is reporting their facility is completely full. LA County reports they're seeing higher numbers of RSV than previous years. Dr. Kimberly Schreiner with Huntington Hospital believes isolation during the pandemic may be to blame.
Especially young children who were not in school, they were home, they didn't have an opportunity to experience some of these viruses, and so they don't have any immunity to it.
Public health officials are encouraging parents to be mindful before sending your kids to school. If they're experiencing symptoms of RSV, like coughing or a runny nose, keep them home. But if your child's experiencing a fever or problems breathing, contact your doctor. Hospital officials believe the triple demic of COVID-19, the flu, and RSV, are putting a strain on medical facilities. So they're asking people to please stay updated with your flu shots and also your COVID boosters. Reporting live in East LA, Pedro Rivera, KTLA 5 News.
And of course, all that then erases your immune system, as they admit, and then kills you. The globalists are in an absolute panic right now. They are attacking and suing and censoring and spying on and engaging in bullying and physical attacks against populist conservatives and Christians, not just in America, but worldwide. And their number one most hated enemy in the media is InfoWars, because we know the globalist number, we know their operation, we know their modus operandi, and we know how to take them down peacefully. We've got great products that fund the operation that also are incredibly powerful and the highest quality for your immune system and more. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now. Black Friday comes early. Use promo code 1776 and get up to 60% off on these best-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. Biggest sale of the year, promo code 1776, up to 60% off. Take action now and empower your body.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
So in the first hour, we laid out the documents that not only they laundered tens of millions of dollars to the Democratic Party and into Ukraine through the FTX criminal exchange run by the Democratic Party, Harvard, and MIT, but they also funded massive amounts of money for fake studies suppressing things like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, vitamin D, vitamin C, CoQ10, PQQ, and all the rest of it, because they want you dead. They want to depopulate you. They want to euthanize you. They want to murder you. I mean, that's literally who they are. So whether you're in Canada or Germany or Australia or New Zealand, or whether you are in the UK, whether you are in the blue cities here in the U.S., they're rolling out newscasts going, we've got record people dying in the hospitals. They can't breathe. Children, women, parents, old people. We need to bring back forced injections, and we need to take all these shots, and we just really, 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 really need everybody to wear masks again. So the midterms are over. Now right back to the same tyranny we've seen over and over again. So let's show the new finally elected governor. She was appointed. Hochul, this is just last week, dancing around with a bunch of children. She's not wearing a mask, but the children are, a sign of the fact that they're prisoners. Here it is. That's her in Puerto Rico, a visit right after she stole the election last week. Here's one of the famous vapor tests. We've done them ourselves on air with a regular vape pen whose particles are bigger than a virus. Now, here's an example of how the masks don't work. They're a sign of enslavement and control. Again, TV viewers can see it. Radio listeners can't. But you take a puff off a vape pen, blow through it, and it does absolutely nothing, other than the mask making you get bacterial pneumonia and becomes a dirty face diaper. Okay, here is Dr. Martin Kulldorff in a testimony to a legislature where he talks about, we have known about natural immunity for 2,500 years. Now they're saying it doesn't exist. Now he calls for amnesty for anyone fired for not taking the deadly shot. Let's play the clips back to back.
Right. In terms of the science, the most surprising was the questioning of natural immunity. If you go and read the old Greeks, they explain that during the Athenian plague in 430 BC, they talked about natural immunity, that if you have recovered from the disease, you can take care of the sick patients without being severely affected by it. So we have known about natural immunity for 2,500 years, except about 2.5 years ago, suddenly we didn't know about it anymore. There is one amnesty that I'm very much in favor of. and that is that every person who was fired because they didn't take the vaccine should be rehired with back pay. That's an amnesty that I'm very much in favor of. I think they were badly treated for unscientific reasons, and I would also include students in universities who were prevented from studying, that they should be readmitted and be compensated.
Now, former President George W. Bush and former President Obama, starting in just a few days, are going to hold simultaneous in different cities, one in Texas, one in New York, disinformation conferences calling for using the military and CIA, it's in the news, covered it last week, against people that question lockdowns and future forced injections. Here's Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to a big crowd talking about what's happening and how the Germans are doing the same thing.
The thing a government needs to make people into slaves is fear.
Immediately after that, the German intelligence agencies and the British intelligence agencies announced that they were considering vaccine hesitancy a form of terrorism, and that they were unleashing their cyber warfare arsenal on people in foreign countries who they consider vaccine hesitant.
That's right, and now it's all being rolled out. But here's Trudeau, same thing. He's not wearing a mask until he knows he's on camera, and other clips of him with children, they're wearing masks, but he isn't. Here's one of those clips. He's about to take another shot, supposedly. Once the cameras turn on, he puts the mask on. All part of the fear, all part of the mind control.
So, today you will have two shots,
mm-hmm.
Okay? The first one for COVID, and I will prepare to take it on the laser on my arm, and the other one will be the flu.
Perfect.
Excited?
I am.
They all put their mask on to say, you're a patient in our experimental death shot program. And he gets a saline shot. Isn't that trendy? Even got a cool native tattoo.
Just a pinch.
No big deal. What a psychotic murderer. All right, let's move on to the next clip. Here's 28-year-old Australian footballer Heather Anderson has died unexpectedly. Here it is.
The Crows are remembering Premiership player Heather Anderson tonight following her sudden passing. Anderson, who played every game of the Crows' inaugural Premiership season in 2017, dying unexpectedly at age 28. Hailing from the ACT, the defender was famous for wearing a pink helmet and is being remembered as a much-loved and respected teammate. The AFL has also expressed its deep sadness over her passing tonight and sends its condolences to the Anderson family.
Yes, the condolences. Let's go to clip 37. NBC suggests parents shouldn't interact with unvaccinated individuals, even though it's not a vaccine, causes you to get sick and causes you to spread it and it raises your immune system. Here it is.
Correspondent Dr. John Torres joins us now. You know, Dr. John, a lot of parents are so concerned about this. If it's not one, it's the other they're worried about. So, frankly, why does RSV specifically hit some kids so hard, and then it seems like it almost doesn't affect others?
You know, the vast majority of kids, by the time they reach the age of two, have been infected by RSV. But like you mentioned, not that many actually get complications from it, even less have issues with bronchiolitis or getting hospitalized. The honest answer is we don't exactly know why that is happening, but we do know there are a couple factors involved. Number one, the younger they are, if they were premature, they're going to have some lung issues as well. And it's a small airway disease, so if they have small airway problems, that can cause an issue. If they're smoking in a house, so if they're exposed to secondhand smoke, if mom smoked while they were pregnant, that could also lead to more complications and more risk of having issues. But overall, the answer is we don't know, which means that all babies need to be protected.
We didn't know that then a lot.
So suddenly RSV and other problems are exploding in children. Almost all of them have been given the shot, but they don't know. They don't know what's causing it. Now let's look at video of a Foxconn factory in central China where iPhone 14s are assembled. Wanted to know what the future looks like. Now, this is 50,000 people living in a gated compound. and the building with up to 50 feet of trash all around the openings where they live because they're locked into their houses at night, only allowed to work in the factory, and drones fly around shouting orders at them. They're locked down on average for 2 weeks at a time before they're allowed out for maybe 24 hours from the camp. This is China training humans to be robot slaves. Here's the shocking video. And for radio listeners, these are 10, 15, 20-story buildings with up to 50 feet tall of trash piled up all around them. And they just throw their trash out because you're not allowed out except when you're working. And let's go to another clip. This is Chinese lockdown enforcers caught on camera beating civilians. This is all new, clip 40. And here you go, all the special police in their uniforms and the folks in their white lab bunny suits. This is just a cover for martial law in China so the Chinese don't try to live too free and get too uppity and just learn in their new cultural revolution that Mao actually put Xi Jinping through. Now Xi Jinping abused is putting his population through the same abuse. All right, we come back. Stray missiles. Stray missiles have hit Poland, and we also have some big news out of Texas. And then I intend to try to open the phones up and take your calls. We've got some other news on the big UN summit that just concluded. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
All right, this news broke about an hour ago, but I wanted to do some more research before we covered it, and sure enough, it's what I thought. It was first reported at least two dead after Russian missiles land in NATO, state of Poland, on Ukraine border. In Poland, two stray rockets fell in a village near the border with Ukraine. They hit grain dryers. Two people were killed. There are police, prosecutor's office, and army on site. Now the Pentagon saying no evidence that Russia fired missiles in. Looks like it was errant missile defense systems being fired at the Russians. But the point is, you just can't believe anything when you first hear it. Now, this is a big story and is very important, because when you see governors in Texas and Arizona and others saying, we want to control the border, under the Constitution, they can declare an emergency and they can try to even arrest people that are illegally, but once they let them out, they're just going to come right back. It's the federal government that has to establish a border, the currency, and a military. It's the federal government that's been seized by the globalists and is not doing those things, and is breaking our border, part of the UN plan, on purpose. So Greg Abbott, for years, has said, oh, I'm putting more DPS, I'm putting State Guard on the border, I'm going to do something. But all they do is capture the people and then give them to the feds, who put them on buses and airplanes and fly them to Democrat Party constituents around the nation. So, finally, he's put language out declaring an emergency and an invasion that says they're going to keep them from coming across the border, because that is one power they have. And so we'll see if they can actually do that. But the border is completely broken right now, and minus the main U.S. military being there, I don't see how Texas pulls this off. I wish our state luck. Governor Greg Abbott declares immigration from Mexico to be an invasion. Governor Greg Abbott says he will fully authorize Texas to take unprecedented measures to defend our state against an invasion. Governor Greg Abbott says the following steps will be taken by our state. These were released by the governor's office today. Deploy the National Guard to safeguard the border and repel and turn back immigrants trying to cross the border illegally. Deploy the Texas Department of Public Safety to arrest and return immigrants to the border who crossed illegally, and to arrest illegal immigrants for criminal activity. So he's going to arrest them and return them to the border. See, Mexico is refusing to take them. Federally, Mexico had the deal where Trump would put them across the border and stay in place, but no. So there's the key word, two key words, to the border. Deploy the Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, to arrest and return immigrants to the border who cross illegally, and to arrest illegal immigrants for criminal activity. Yes, they can do that and put them in the overflowing jails. Build a wall in multiple counties on the border. State can do that. Deploy gunboats. Already did that. Designate Mexican drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. Yes. Enter into a compact with other states to secure the border. That's a good idea. Enter into agreements with foreign powers to enhance border security. That's what you got to do. The feds won't do it. That's a good point. So this isn't perfect, but it's the best stuff I've heard yet. Provide resources for border counties to increase their efforts to respond to the border invasion. Yes, they're collapsing. You ship 47 illegals to Martha's Vineyard. The left acts like it's the end of the world and ships them to an Air Force base. But we have millions coming across. And it goes on from there. So that's a big deal. Now, I want to take calls in this hour, a little bit in the next hour, on FTX and that whole Democratic Party money laundering operation that got blown up by the internet and independent groups exposing it as a fraud. It was a total Democrat Party deep state op. Huge victory that it got exposed. Huge victory that that huge operation for them is in big, big trouble. Now we got to press for congressional investigations and prosecutions and the rest of it. But don't hold your breath. But the people took action. Also, Carrie Lake having it stolen. The other key battleground areas like Nevada stolen. Pennsylvania stolen. Trying to steal Georgia with Herschel Walker. All of this is big, big news. I want to get your take on that. Also, all these different globalist-controlled countries pushing government-sponsored push euthanasia or murder, where people are intimidated and pushed and drugged out of their minds till they let the government kill them. That is huge news. And so many other topics we've raised. I want to talk to you about that coming up in the next few segments. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789, Alex, 877-789-2539. Whether you agree with me, disagree with me, have comments, have questions, we're not screening your calls. All we ask for is tell us where you're calling from and have a clean phone line. If you want to tell us what you're calling in about, I'll know that when I go to you. But you don't have to even tell us. Just have a clean phone line. I love taking your phone calls. And throughout this week, I'm going to be taking a lot of phone calls. I like calls. Listeners like calls. I like the directions it takes us in. I like the wild card nature of it. That is all coming up here today. Now, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back with your phone calls and a lot more. We have some more stories we haven't hit yet. Look, listeners and viewers have a very simple decision to make. Do you want to keep the people's media on air? Do you want to keep the broadcast on air, the deep state, the Democratic Party, the George Soros's and Bloomberg's and criminals of the world desperately want taken down? Do you want us to stay on air? That's a very simple question for you to make the decision about. Because the way God's run this, and I appreciate God's plan, Lord works in mysterious ways, we are always, at least the last 4 or 5 years, right on the edge of not being able to stay on air. So I come to you and I ask you humbly to get great products you and your family already need and to keep us on air at InfoWarsStore.com. We have incredible products, and we always have the biggest deals of the year in November, and those deals usually continue on through December. The problem is a lot of the products sell out. So I made the decision middle of last week to pull a bunch of our best-selling products that were about to sell out and sell the remaining of them throughout the year at full price. But I really thought about it over the weekend and thought, look, God knows what's going on in this country, what's going to happen in the future. We need the funds now to stay on air. And so it's a win-win for the broadcast, a win-win for you. All you got to do is take action. We have the mega blowout. Black Friday comes early sale. We're a bunch of products. They're on the verge of selling out, like DNA Force Plus and Vitamin Mineral Fusion and X3 and Brain Force Ultra and Brain Force Plus and Ultimate Krill Oil. And Fizzy Magnesium and all of these great products are on the verge of selling out. But despite that, we're going to keep them at the sales price until they do sell out. So Brain Force Plus, 60% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 50% off. Alpha Power, 50% off. Vaso Beats, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, selling out quickly, but 50% off. If you do one of these, you need to take that. 50% off. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, highest quality for your joints, everything, your stamina, your cellular function, the strongest turmeric out there, 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all the vitamins, all the minerals, all the amino acids, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, the PQQ, the CoQ10, and more to actually make your telomeres last longer and clean out your cells. Everybody should be on this. 50% off. Vitamin D3 gummies with the calcium, highest quality for your immune system and more. 50% off. Whole food multivitamin, highest quality, 40% off. Vitamin C with zinc, 40% off. Brain Force Ultra, 50% off. Supermel Vitality, Female Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. Immune Support, 40% off. Fizzy Magnesium, again, 50% off. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't go into this winter not protected. Plus, you know, it funds the broadcast. A 360 win. The only way you fail is not taking action now at InfoWarsStore.com. Help keep us on air. We'll be right back.
I'm pointing my finger at you.
And I'm also pointing it right back at myself. You forget to take your multivitamins. You forget to take your vitamin D3. You forget to take your Brain Force Plus. You forget to take DNA Force Plus. You forget to take the X3. And you know it makes your life better. And you know it makes you healthier. And you constantly forget. And when you remember to do it, you're a lot healthier. This stuff will blow you away. Plus, it funds our operation. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code 1776 to get up to 60% off on these best-selling products. The lowest deal is 40%. Most of the sales are 60 or 50% when you use promo code 1776. There's too many products to tell you about them all. They're all kick-ass. They keep us on the air. Please continue to support, and I love you, and I thank you. 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Waging war on corruption.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Well, almost every caller that just loaded the phone lines wants to talk about FTX and this big, giant, globalist money laundering scheme. I'm glad you want to talk about that. We're going to open the phones up for hours tomorrow talking about this. This could bring down their whole system. They meant to run it for years and then use its collapse later to bring down crypto, but they're going to fail. Crypto's not bad. It's great. Centralized crypto is not crypto. It's central bank digital currencies, and it is the devil. Big story just broke by Adnan Salazar on Infowars.com that needs to go mega viral. No one else has this story. I covered it in hour one and hour two. As soon as the archive of this show is up today, we'll clip those clips out and put my report in here. FTX slush fund bankrolled fake studies to hide COVID therapeutics, killing people. Not just money laundering into Ukraine, not just hundreds of millions to the Democratic Party the last 3.5 years. He said he'd give $1 billion in the next 2 years to him, but to put out fake studies attacking therapeutics like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, vitamin D, you name it. I showed that last hour. FTX funded studies through Together trial falsely claiming hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin weren't effective COVID treatments. What monstrous creatures, ladies and gentlemen. That's up on InfoWars.com. It needs to go super mega viral right now, like peaceful information war. But imagine Godzilla destroying Tokyo. We need this to go out because this is something that's really got the public's attention. They really get it. I was out this weekend on my dad's property in East Texas, and the good old boys knew about it. And people at gas stations brought it up to me, driving back to Austin yesterday. I mean, people really get what's going on. They understand the money laundering scheme. FTX slush fund, bankrolled fake studies to hide COVID therapeutics. I'm going to call Greg Reese. I'm going to ask him to do a report on this. This is a big, big deal to just show how monstrous these criminals are. And that was being directed by the deep state. Speaking of FTX, let's take calls on this subject. Let's go ahead and take a call from Robert in Thailand on crypto sabotage. Go ahead, Robert.
Well, Alex, I think this follows a larger pattern of sabotage and poor execution that you see from the establishment. And this is where they're hijacking a movement, they're hijacking an emotion, they're hijacking a pattern in civilization, and they're saying, okay, we're the leaders, we're going to take this thing forward, and they do the sloppiest implementation. Biden, like being a disabled president, all that stuff goes along that same pattern too, right?
That's right. FTX was the Biden or Fetterman of crypto exchanges.
Yeah, exactly. So, and they do this also with, and this is why you have gays against groomers too, because they're doing this with the LGBT movement, all these people, they're taking them and weaponizing them.
They take over every movement, every group, exactly.
Yeah, and then they make it crash. That way everybody thinks that there was something wrong with that to start with. And, you know, Alex, of course, I'm always going to take the cannabis perspective because I'm a cannabis industry person. And crypto actually has a huge offering for safety, like where these people work in dispensaries. And
No. I know crypto, if it's independent and isn't centralized, it's great. And they're now even – what do you make of the press secretary already trying to use their own Democrat-run fraudulent exchange as a pretext to regulate all of the crypto? It's so obvious.
Well, anything that threatens the Federal Reserve, they have to find some long game because they can't come out against it and expose their fear for it right away. They have to act like they're promoting it and then torpedo it from within.
I hear your great points. Let's go to Cody in Arizona. Cody, you're on the air.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you for bringing up the thing about the ivermectin with FTX, too. I don't know how deep the rabbit hole goes, but I'm wondering if, you know, this is a planned operation to bring about regulation in crypto. And
I mean, they say it is. You know, absolutely. But they plan to destroy it later. It was the Internet, independent groups, and other exchanges that exposed it. I've tracked what happened. So this is a big defeat for the globalists. This was to be their main war chest for money laundering in Ukraine and for the next election. So this is a devastating blow against them.
So you think it wasn't planned to be exposed this early in the game?
No, it was absolutely independent groups. And Elon Musk came out against it. That big exchange in Canada came out. The Internet just turned against it, just saw it for what it was.
Awesome. And another thing with crypto, I'd like to promote Bitcoin, specifically Bitcoin, in the sense that it is the first mover, but it's also the one that is the censorship resistant money, even though it's transparent on the blockchain. I think that's the threat that they want to shut down compared to all the other. I think Ethereum and, you know, a lot of the other stuff that came along afterwards is being captured by them. And the move to proof of stake with Ethereum, which they recently did, centralizes it, and it's the global, climate, ESG type stuff, just like FTX. I did want to mention FTX, you know, ESG score was higher than ExxonMobil. And, you know, so that's a, we all know the climate change is a scam, but I just want to say.
They all use it selectively to shut down what companies and corporations they don't want. Great points, Cody. And that shows it's blessed by the New World Order when they have the high ESG score. Anything with a high ESG is your enemy. Aaron in Chicago, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Good to talk to you again. I moved from New Mexico to Chicago, go figure. But I wanted to talk about John Fetterman today and how we never saw him in anything other than loudly branded Carhartt clothing. This was a blatant tactic by wearing Carhartt gear to try and gain the working man's vote. How dangerous is this new trend we started of candidates being openly sponsored by companies, especially when it's the number one apparel brand for blue-collar workers living in...
Well, I've always said you might as well have the politicians like NASCARs with stickers on them for who's funding them.
Yep, exactly. I guess now it was out in the open finally. So what say you, Alex, about that? You think we'll see more of that in the future?
You know, no, I don't want to make fun of the fact that he's like 7 feet tall and has acromegaly. I think that's really what it's part of. But I do get your point. And he's the perfect zombie leader for a zombie population. But I don't think the evidence shows he didn't win precincts by 80-90%. And he didn't flip red districts. They stole that election. Thank you so much for the call. We're moving quick here. Let's go ahead and go to Clown Car. You're on the air from New Jersey. What's going on, Clown Car? All right, let him go. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Owl Killer in Virginia. Owl Killer, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, do you remember when you did the Warren Buffett skit about the ice cream man and how it's basically the devil driving a runaway train and that they're so blackmailed that nobody can bust each other? That's what is going on.
Yeah, that's about 8 years ago, and Joe Biden does the ice cream thing, too. That's like NLP, like, look at an ice cream cone. I'm non-threatening. You want the ice cream. Look at the ice cream and not me, the monster. It's all a joke. It's also a pedophile code they use, yeah.
By far, that was one. That and the I'm So Trendy rant are two of your best rants that you ever did.
Have you found that rant online? I remember doing it live on air. If you find it, tell me the name.
Oh, no. I mean, you just type in, I think it's Alex Jones, Ice Cream Man or Warren Buffett Ice Cream Cone. And you just pull up, there's like 1,000 pictures of Warren Buffett eating an ice cream cone. It was ridiculous. But
at the time, it was the only image that came up. It was like you'd look at 50 right. Google images, 50 different yeah. shots of an ice cream cone.
And that's what we're dealing with, where the system is so rotten to the core, I almost think it can't be fixed. At its current state, especially and where we are now, we're watching The Sopranos. They're busting out the Ramsey Outdoor Sporting Goods store. That's what FTX is. That's what all this money to Ukraine is. They know that there's going to be an economic collapse, and they're just capitalizing. They're getting as much. As many resources as they can. That's what the...
I agree. They're getting positioned beforehand. Thank you, Al Killer. All right, more calls straight ahead. Russell, Donna, Presley, Jordan, Alex, Jake, Warpath, Josh, stay with us.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Well, the crew found the Warren Buffett ice cream man rant from, like I remembered, 12, 14 years ago. We're going to air that at 6 after next hour. We have a special guest host from Australia. The rest of the fourth hour have the War Room, 3 p.m. Central today. But right now, we're taking a lot of your phone calls. Russell in Oregon on Elon Musk and the COVID-19 jabs. Remember, Elon said he wasn't going to take it. What's your view on that, Russell?
Hey, Alex. Just want to let you know, man, I love and respect you. You are our man in the arena, so I got to fact check you and make sure that you have the proper information. On April the 7th, 2021, Elon tweeted, "To be clear, I do support vaccines in general and COVID vaccines specifically. The science is unequivocal." On December the 18th, 2021, in his Person of the Year article in Time magazine, Musk tells Time he and his eligible children are vaccinated and that the science is unequivocal. So,
You know what? I remember him saying he wasn't going to take the shot, didn't trust it, but that's what he does. He says both things, which makes me think he's a sophisticated globalist and he's playing us off. But I do remember some of that. We'll pull that up. Guys, pull up Elon Musk endorses vaccines or endorses COVID shot. What was the search you used, Russell, to find that?
You can just search Elon Musk COVID-19 vaccine, but check out his tweet from April 7th, 2021, or his Time Magazine Person of the Year article.
Hey, well, listen, if you notice, I'm not spending much time on Elon Musk and whether he's in a free Twitter or not and all that. I'm just exposing the whole thing. There it is. There it is. Insider. Elon Musk says he and his family are vaccinated, but that mandates for masses are an erosion of freedom. So I agree with that statement, but I hear you. I'm not putting all my eggs in Elon's basket. In fact, I'm not putting any eggs in it. What else do you think, Russell?
Well, I just had to fact check you because I heard that, you know, you said to David Icke last week that, you know, that he was anti-jab, but he's pro-jab. I wanted to also bring up that his grandfather, Joshua Haldeman, was one of the most high-ranking officials of Technocracy, Inc., which, you know, I know that you're totally
familiar. Yeah, he was one of the heads of the Technocracy Society in the 30s.
Exactly, and that's one of the things that you talk about in the first part of your book, extensively, is the technocracy movement, and Elon is clearly connected to this. His grandfather was also the president of the Social Credit Party in Canada. So these are things that are big red flags when we talk about Elon Musk.
Hey, there's definitely a globalist cult that's been working for 160 years for this. I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Let's go to the next caller. Let's go ahead and talk to who's been holding the longest here. Josh in Florida, you're on the air on crypto. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Alex? Your iodine products and the vitamin mineral fusion changed my life, so thank you for that. I want to talk about history. If we don't know it, it's doomed to repeat ourselves. We're doomed to repeat it. So in 2014, the largest Bitcoin exchange called Mt. Gox, MTGOX, shut down, and this was at the time, they took about $300 million worth of Bitcoin. And what people don't understand is that the U.S. government is the largest holder of Bitcoin. I got into this back in 2012 when Bitcoin was around $10. I lost a lot when Mt. Gox shut down. But what people don't understand is back then, I had to do a MoneyGram. Anything that you have to give your ID to is not decentralized. And I talk about this on thegoodfightnews.com, my archived article I even have from February 2014, says Bitcoin exchange shut down and the vulture swarm calling for regulations. When this happened in 2014, they were calling for regulations, and that's when all the ID and everything started showing up. So this is all.
Well, they're definitely trying to get rid of independent digital currencies. I think we need independent private currencies, and I back those. But I've always said, for the average person, I would make this an investment. It's too volatile. There's too many pump and dumps going on. And I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, and then I believe this is the startup to the cyber attacks on our industrial control systems. I called in last November, and we were talking about coming cyber attacks, and I said that it was going to start with the exchange holders of the wallets and the actual crypto exchange groups. This is all going to lead up into our industrial control systems becoming obsolete and getting...
And they're going to have a new centralized AI to save us all from it. I agree. That's their blueprint. That's the next attack. Great point. Josh, I remember you calling last year. Jordan in New Jersey, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'll make this brief. I just wanted to try to provide another angle on this FTX thing, and that is the future of all science, technical, clinical research, with the shutdown of the NIH funding streams and so forth, with all the exposure on what happened with COVID and the gain-of-function research, Fauci and Barrick and the rest, is going to be through blockchain and through crypto. And some of this, what was going on through FTX, was funneling a lot through what was called the FTX Foundation, who worked with a group called Together clinical trials or Together Trust in disproving what you had talked about earlier about some of these COVID treatments, specifically ivermectin. Some of the clinical research was done in Ukraine and so forth. And I just want to offer a different take on that as opposed to the current, regular thinking, you know. So are you there?
Yeah, callers do this thing where they want me to screen your call on air. I'm not screening you. You're on air. I mean, you don't have to ask permission. You can go ahead and talk.
No, I know. I'm sorry. I just wanted to make sure you're there.
Well, you want me to screen your call? Let's do it. Jordan, what do you want to talk about on air?
No. I didn't. I thought you got disconnected.
No, brother, please. Please, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So, anyway,
There's the future of blockchain, which is something that, you know, has been put forward for science and technical research, which they call RTD. And you can look at it in Frontiers in Blockchain, which is one of the premier journals on this, in their May 7th, 2021, you know, publicly available journal article about how this is all supposed to work. And part of this FTX thing and the connection with MIT and Harvard has to do with the ongoing biomedical research, some of which was being done very heavily in Ukraine. And I just want to say that some of the research that's been done into calling this a slush fund for Democrats in this supposed stop of this red wave gives some coverage to the politicians, the Republican Party that sold us out, right? And the same thing with the Paul Pelosi thing. So they have these things that happen after.
No, I think it's very accurate to say there's Republican leaders involved in this, and the globalists are using cryptocurrency they control as a money laundering black ops funding operation that makes Iran-Contra blush. Great points. Appreciate your call. Got to move quickly to everybody. Donna in Texas, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. good to be here. Two quick things. The first thing I wanted to say is, obviously, there's fraud with FTX, fraud with the elections, fraud in our administration, fraud in Ukraine, fraud here, fraud there, fraud everywhere. What's the correction? What's the call for each one of us? And I want to specifically say, as a spiritual teacher and recording artist, it's Christ. When we pray, even from where we're at, when we pray and cover all of humanity in Christ and the Holy Spirit, that energy alone is a force when we are united in Christ.
And that's why they wanted to close all the churches. It's why they want us alone. It's why they want us desperate. You're absolutely right.
Yes. And so I've wanted to call for so long because as a recording artist, I have a song and it's not for me. It's a worship song. And this song literally, Alex, has reached its time. It's called We Are One. And it won Best Worship Song by Worship Leader Magazine across the nation. And this song literally says these ties that bind us are here to remind us that faith can conquer all fears. All in one accord, we trust in the Lord. Whenever we gather, he's here. We're undivided. He has decided nothing can tear us apart.
Well, it's certainly true that God is God and his son is Christ, and the globalists are not in control. They're trying to play God and get full control of us and take our free will. And it's absolutely criminal. Donna, thank you so much for the call. We'll check your song out. All right, we got to go to break. I'm going to jam in Alex, Jeremy, and Presley. So we got a five-minute segment, and then our guest host is taking over. But before she takes over, at 6 after, the caller called about it. We dug up the Alex Jones ice cream cone rant. There's been a couple of these, but it's like a pedophile saying, get in the van, I got ice cream, I got a puppy, I got a toy. And they hold it up to make them look nonviolent and not dangerous. It's just a psychological warfare tactic they use. We're going to come back. Start hour number 4, get to all 3 of your calls. So each caller gets about a minute and a half, and then Owen Schroyer is coming up in 1 hour, the War Room, 3 p.m. Central. Boy, he does a great job. And the only way this gets moved forward is you spread the word about InfoWars.com, InfoWars.com/show, band.video, on email, on text message. Tell people, hey, here's the forbidden show. Check it out and tell others to check it out and tell them to check it out and tell those they tell to check it out and tell those they tell to check it out. Hey, tell people to check out the show and tell those you tell about it to check it out, and then they need to tell people to check it out. They do that, it's over. We can override the globalist. We'll be right back with hour number 4.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.